All this started today around 4 o'clock. An officer responded to a call for service where an individual apparently was attempting to carjack someone near a school near Roland Hill. A woman had reported that she had noticed an individual that was armed with a handgun. When officers arrived on that scene, there was a confrontation with this individual. He produced the handgun. Officers did not have time to respond, and the individual took off running. Officers set up a perimeter. A time later, another call came from the CVS down the street here of an armed robbery that had occurred with an individual matching this description. When officers began to respond to that scene, the individual took off running out the back of the CVS across all lanes of Highway 635, where officers then confronted the individual one more time. Officers confronted the individual, three officers. The individual produced what appeared to be a handgun yet again. Three officers fired. He was hit at least one time by one officer, was transported to Presbyterian Hospital, where he's pronounced deceased. The investigation has revealed so far that what appeared to be a handgun was a replica firearm that looked exactly like a revolver. We will have photos of that tomorrow as well for you. Tragedy. That happens. We don't want this. It's a tragedy for the individual. It's a tragedy for our officers that had to do this. I appreciate everyone's patience. We'll have more information tomorrow.
Chief, was anybody hurt other than the gunman? Was anybody hurt other than the suspect?
No officers were injured.
Anybody else? No other bystanders?
No. One more thing. So unbeknownst to us, previously there was a call at Fiesta Market up the street here where, again, an individual matching this description as well had apparently robbed that store at gunpoint with what ended up appearing to be the replica firearm.
Do you know what time that was?
I think it was before the 4 p.m. call.
So that was the first thing.
And that was the first thing that happened. Again, we're piecing everything together. Appreciate everyone's patience.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.